Prologue, Andy. Game 7 of the second round of the playoffs. 3 minutes were left in the third period. New York was ahead 3-2. I wasn't ending my rookie season this way. Not on your ever-loving life. My teammates felt the same. Every one of us wore the same determined, take-no-prisoners expression. Jason Wildman Wilder, a defenseman on the third line with me, wasn't so wild during the third period. He was wearing down, his movements sluggish, but he managed to steal the puck. It had been a physically grueling game, and we were all feeling the strain on our legs and our hearts. I reached deep, knowing we were toward the end of our shift, and powered toward Wildman. He shot the puck my way, and I took off with it, traveling the length of the ice toward the net. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Wilcox skate opposite me in a perfect position for an open shot when the goalie shifted toward me. I made a split-second decision and didn't pass the puck. Instead, I forced my way to the net and slapped the puck toward the goal. I knew my shot wasn't going in before the puck left my stick. The puck bounced off the goalie's pads. After a mad scramble for it, New York had possession, and my shift was over. I should have passed it and not been a hot dogger driven by my own glory instead of the good of the team. Not the time to dwell on my mistakes. We all make them, and as a rookie, I'd had my fair share. This game wasn't over yet. I leaned forward on the bench. My body followed every move my half-brother, Gage Ziggy Ziegler, made as he skated like a madman down the ice with the puck. Despite how I felt about him, he was one talented MF-er on the ice. But then again, everyone at this level was crazy skilled with loads of talent, while at times I felt as if I barely kept my head above water. I'm guessing all rookies went through these moments of doubt. I'd made it this far my rookie season and hadn't been sent back down to a farm team after I'd been traded to the Sockeyes. I guess that said something. Ziggy lasered a pass to Axel Vanderbuehl, who took the puck and weaved past a defender before passing to Easton. Big E, as most of us called him, aimed a laser toward the net and missed by a fraction. Another shift change happened. The first line took the ice again. I glanced at the clock. Precious seconds ticked away as the two sides traded the puck back and forth. Our captain, Isaac Ice Wolf, wasn't having it. He turned on the speed and stole the puck right out from under the New York forward's nose. Lester didn't notice the puck was no longer in his possession until Ice had moved it out of range. Cave was waiting. He might seem like a big, lumbering country boy off the ice, but on the ice, he was sheer poetry. I'd studied him intently since I'd joined this team mid-season, hoping to absorb some of his magic. He powered toward the net just as our captain slapped the puck his way. Cave had a shot. He took it and missed by a hair. The entire bench groaned, including me. We pounded the boards with our sticks and shouted encouragement as Smooth recovered the puck and sent another shot sailing toward the net. Fuck. The puck hit the goalie's shoulder pads, took a bad bounce, and landed in front of him on the ice, where he quickly covered it. The buzzer sounded. The game was over. Heads down, the first liners skated toward the bench while the New York crowd erupted. We filed onto the ice for the ceremonial post-game handshake, a hockey tradition I often wished wasn't. I'd much rather sulk in the locker room than display good sportsmanship right about now. So fucking close. I skated after my teammates and did the right thing by shaking the lucky bastard's hands. My rookie season was over. I clomped to the locker room with my teammates and slumped on a bench, too tired to start the process of shedding my hockey uniform and skates. I'd given it everything I had, left it all out on the ice, but my everything hadn't been enough. I glanced around, wondering how many of these guys would be back next season. As was the way of hockey, we'd lose players to free agency, injury, retirement, and trades. The only constant in hockey was that nothing was predictable. And the following year, Portland would have a new expansion team, so there'd be an expansion draft and all the drama that caused. I'd already played on two pro teams my rookie season and didn't want to be one of those players who never had a home and was traded around from team to team for his entire career. I needed to make enough of a mark that the Sockeyes would want me back. A guy never knew. Bryce Wilcox, my closest friend on the team, was thinking the same thing,